This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Trying to really hit it. Good morning. The sun is shining. The sun does come out again here on this Friday, the 8th day of November of 2024. Temperature stands at 42 degrees here in downtown Wausau. From our 98.9 WXCO studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, I am Chad Holmes. It is hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show here on 98.9 WXCO. Bow Falls, actually WXCO.FM. Again, we changed the address of our website. As I've said before, if you go to BowFallsRadio.com, you'll still get there. But it's time to start remembering what it is. I mean, I don't know if that will continue forever or not, but our website now is WXCO.FM. WXCO.FM. You can also catch us on mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up here in this hour, we'll be talking some Wisconsin sports with Paul Miklik in just a few minutes. We'll have our daily history lesson to wrap things up, including our number for the day quiz with Ian Welsh. And Ian going for a record week, trying to make it 4 out of 5 to be the best he's ever done, tie the best that he's ever done. He's 3 for 4 so far this week. And Ian Welsh, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Would you like to know the category today for the number for the day quiz?
Yes, I would.
Water.
Water.
There's a lot of ways you could go with that, but water. But you've been really digging deep for the answers recently. You've been just really trying to figure it all out. And
I've been thinking a little bit harder this week.
Actually, last week, too. It didn't go as well last week, but it feels like the last couple of weeks, you have just been digging deep to try to get those questions right.
Yeah, just trying to go with my instincts, because I got the first two right this week. I was on a roll, and then the Wednesday I thought a little too hard about it. I didn't get that one right.
But you bounced back yesterday.
I'm back and got the 3 out of 5. So hopefully I can make it a 4 out of 5 and I can match my record week. I'm still working on the golden week, the 5 out of 5.
Absolutely. Hey, quick reminder that tomorrow morning, make sure you tune in right here on 98.9 WXCO, 8 till 9 a.m., Wausau Business Show. You have the terrific program that you get an opportunity to tune in. Wausau Business Show, focusing on Wausau and Central Wisconsin. Always some very interesting guests. I'm trying to see who may be on hand tomorrow. Now, in fact, I do know who's going to be on hand tomorrow. The guys tell me that Amazon best-selling author and business marketing extraordinaire Tom Marks will be joining them. Plus developer Raleigh Loker with Wausau Business Rumors. And Brad Emanuel will be getting ready to debut his world exclusive on the Wausau Business Show. So Wausau Business Show tomorrow from 8 until 9 a.m. live here on 98.9 WXCO. Also on mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and the Civic Media app as well. And then after that, stick around. We'll get you ready for college football as college football going into the home stretch. No Badger game this week, but you can still find out about the Big Ten and college football and everything else on Sully's College Football page from 9 to 11 a.m.
No Packer game either, right?
No Packer game and no Badger game. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, because after this week, I think it may have been a good thing to be able to get away from it. But at the same time, I think we all just need to take a step back. And I got to say, and I don't know if you can give your thoughts as well. And if you're out there, I'd be, you know, interested in your thoughts at 715-382-9297, 715-382-9297. You can call or text us at that number or use the Civic Media app as well. But the last number of days I've been really discombobulated. It's just been such a shocker this week, disappointment this week. So much energy put into it, and it just feels like run into a brick wall. And I imagine there's folks out there going through the same thing, and it's been not just, you know, physically, it's been emotionally. There's been times where, you know, you feel like, okay, I'm able to get away from it, and then it just pops back into your mind that, and I had a meeting with some folks from Civic Media. They paid a visit here yesterday afternoon. Just they were traveling around central Wisconsin visiting the stations. Mm-hmm. And I said, and I kind of apologized. I mean, it was late in the day, and I've just been at the end of my rope the last couple of days. And I said, I am just so tired now of dealing with Donald Trump, and the thought of dealing with Donald Trump and talking about Donald Trump and everything that he does for another 4 years is almost too much to bear. It really is. And I think, again, we all need to take that time here to take a step back, to you know, kind of consider everything in your lives, everything that's still out there and good, and also consider the next steps, what you can do in terms of trying to make our community and our state and our country a better place. But at the same time, it has been just so hard, and I am just so ready to get to the end of this work week to, in my case, to be able to, you know, get away for a few days next week and hopefully come back a little bit refreshed. And I think everybody needs to listen to their minds, listen to their bodies, and try to, again, see the, you know, the beauty today. Beautiful sunshiny morning. I think it helps a lot to finally have a little bit of bright sunshine. We haven't seen a lot of that in the last week. And, again, I don't have the answers. And that's one of the things that's been kind of frustrating this week. On Wednesday, I think I was almost useless. I mean, I just really had a hard time wrapping my mind around everything. And I've still had a hard time wrapping my mind around the entire big picture scenario that we're dealing with now in this country. But at the same time, I think it's okay to realize that we're not going to have all the answers right now. We're going to have to kind of fight our way through some questions and some doubts and some hard moments, and know that that's fine. I mean, we're just going to have to take it a step at a time and wait and see, in a sense, what the next steps are going to be. And I guess, you know, we enjoy the next 2+ months before Inauguration Day on January the 20th. And but at the same time, we know that it's going to be a rough go of it here, I think, for a lot of people in this country, just based on what the Republicans and the MAGAs and the Trumpists have said they want to do. And but I guess the bottom line is, realize it's okay not to have all the answers right now. It's okay to have to take a step back and kind of rethink everything, and to take the time necessary to try to refresh mentally, emotionally, physically, and then move forward. And I know it's not going to be easy, and it's going to take some time. And frankly, the idea is going to take a day or 2 days. I still am kind of floating around and feeling like I've taken a couple of roundhouse rights from Apollo Creed here. And and realizing that it's going to be a kind of a rough go of it, and we're going to have to deal with folks in our lives that are very happy with what happened, and trying to figure out why they don't see what we see in terms of the dangers of a person like Donald Trump. But the bottom line is, take that time, try to find some goodness, as you said earlier, take some time to, and Brittany said as well, take some time to enjoy the beauty of our area, and take some time to enjoy the things that you like to do, and try not to let this take you down all the way. I mean, it's going to be times where there's going to be moments where it's just going to be very difficult. And I felt those moments so many times the last few days. But
yeah,
again, it's just been a hard week, and I'm just glad it is Friday, to be honest with you.
Honestly, the last few days, I feel like I've been hit by a train, honestly, because my stomach is just feeling so nauseous. It's like just the whole results of everything, it just made me sick to my stomach, both mentally and physically. Like, I actually don't feel, I feel like my energy has been drained. And just checking with my friends on Facebook, just seeing what their response is, and a lot of my friends are terrified.
I know.
I have quite a few friends who are transgender and gay, and they're absolutely terrified of what the next steps are going to be, because he just
real fast. We do have a text that came in. This one I gotta say I find to be a little baffling, but from 715 area code, Biden should pardon the insurrectionists, steal Trump's thunder. I could not disagree with more than they should not be pardoning the insurrectionists.
And you don't want to stoop to his level.
Let if Donald's going to do it, let Donald do it. But Joe Biden, no. I mean, I think one of the questions that's being asked is if President Biden will pardon his son, and I don't know. My first instinct was no, but at the same time, he's been. And there was a question to Jim Comer, a representative, this MAGA, who's promising to investigate, and he was asked if he's going to investigate further Hunter Biden. And he said, well, that could be happening. So I would not blame the president, because I do think that he was prosecuted at a level that was further than he would have been if he was not the son of the president. At the same time, I don't have any love for the way that Hunter Biden has lived his life in the last couple of decades. So I would not lose any sleep if Joe Biden did not pardon him. In fact, I kind of hope he doesn't, because I just think that the pardon power has been misused way too often by presidents of both parties in recent decades. So, but thanks for the text. And again, feel free to always to text in or call in at 715-382-9297. 715-382-9297. And if you have any thoughts on sports, we'd love to hear them as well, because coming up here in just a couple of minutes, we'll be joined by Paul Micklick to talk about Wisconsin sports. So we'd love to hear your voice as part of our discussion as well. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. And again, clock is ticking towards our big number for the day quiz.
That's right.
And that'll be the final thing of the show. So that's coming up here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:21. It is Friday morning. It is sunny. It is 42 degrees, and we are ready for the weekend. Tell you, I am ready for the weekend. And joining me across the table, talk some sports. We're going to loosen things up a little bit here on this Friday. Newman Catholic High School head football coach and track coach and man about town, Paul Micklick. And good to see you.
Good to see you, Chad, here on a beautiful morning. I mean, it's this last night. We got to enjoy last night.
Yeah, I
Wisconsin sports last night. That's a good day last night.
Well, the Bucks winning number one because now they're back in my good graces and they'll finish third in the conference.
We'll see tonight.
We'll see tonight. Yeah, Big Apple, New York. But what else happened last night?
Badgers won. I know, and they were talking about
they won what.
Basketball game.
Oh, yes. Okay.
We do talk about Wisconsin sports here, right?
I know. My mind is sort of still Swiss cheese. You're right. I did see that the Badgers won by 12.
And it looked like it was Montana State, but and I don't know where you were going to dive into Montana State did make the big dance the last 3 years, though.
And they also have a wonderful college football program, as we'll talk about, I'm sure, tomorrow morning on Sully's College Football page as part of the BCS standings, because they've been right up there near the top.
And just so you know, I'm gonna be in a couple weeks that.
I was wondering about that, because actually the next 3 weeks after tomorrow, I will be off, which is... I need a well-deserved Saturday morning and let you professionals kind of, I couldn't almost say that, but you professionals be able to take care of it. But I to be honest with you, I did not see the game last night. The Badgers.
Well, I didn't see it either, but I followed along. I was watching the Bucks game.
I'm assuming they're on TV. They're all on TV now, I think.
College
basketball.
Channel? I couldn't find
one,
it.
One way or the other. I can't imagine that any game is not somewhere at this point.
They were down early to them, kind of like the other, the first game against Holy Cross, but they didn't quite pull away like they did.
Should be a lot. Again, I got to admit,
Klesmick had a great name.
I can't even tell you who's on the team right now because I know they had a lot of changes last season. What is the feel? Is there optimism? Is it going to, I mean, because I know that after last season, there's a little transfer portal action. Are you optimistic that they're going to have a pretty good season?
You know, and you don't like to like go against other guys, you know, or want to see somebody not be successful.
Sure.
But I did notice that Storr did not, he played 5 minutes the other night for Kansas.
Wow.
But my point being is,
but you don't want him to do, you don't want him to do badly.
No, I just was stating facts. Well, I live in the world of facts.
But just whenever I hear a disclaimer like that, there's a little more to it.
Well, no, because you don't. I mean, you have to be a sick individual if you want to see somebody fail.
It certainly is different now in college sports, though. Because even if he doesn't, you know, play the minutes or get the production,
where's he going to transfer next?
No, but he still gets the money.
He gets paid, but where is he going to go next?
But college sports is different in that way. It used to be where I kind of felt it'd be unfair, you know, the criticism of a college athlete compared to a pro athlete. But now some of these college athletes are making pro level money, so it kind of does change, doesn't it?
Yeah, big time. I mean, Man, see, this is now you went way too deep for me because I.
Let's go back to the point we started with. What are your expectations for the Badgers?
I think they're going to be better than I think they're going to be. I'm a true backer of what they do and having
Greg
consistent
Gard is
great
such
guard.
Number one, I think he is a good coach. I mean, because sometimes you'll say, well, he's a good guy, but he's not a great coach. I do think he's a good coach. I think the man has, I mean, this guy has lived and breathed basketball around some of the smart, I mean.
Hall of Fame coaches.
Hall of Fame coaches. I mean, official Hall of Fame coaches. I mean, that's, yes. But then again, I do think it's important to have guys like that who you can. If you're going to have one of your highest paid employees at the University of Wisconsin, you want them to be a pretty decent guy. To be honest, that's the way I look at it.
You want the whole package.
Yes, that's perfect.
And Greg Gard, I think, does give the whole package. We have to realize we're seeing it in football. Times are changing.
Yeah.
And if you're asking, what you're asking for these guys is not realistic, you can bring in anybody is not going to be the same, and it's just let's see what he can do in this. Let's see. I mean, Tony Bennett leaving shows how difficult this setting is, and what they got to go through as coaches here. It's like being a professional coach, but not. They're getting paid like one, so maybe they should be.
Of course.
So that this is so difficult. Craig Gardner, they're going to be, I'm going to tell you something, they're going to be in the top 10. And you know what? That might be where we're going to be. And then you hope for a year where you get to, in the conference, I'm saying.
Right.
Then you hope for a year where you get top four.
Yeah, when you're in an 18-team conference, just be in the top half and then hope. Because if you're in the top half, you'll be in the NCAA tournament every year.
Every year.
And also, I wonder if, because there's been so much heat the last few years, even when they've been really good under guard, if what's happened with the football program, I don't expect it to be honest with you, but this is what can happen when you say, well, we want to get that guy to the next level. Well, sometimes that next level is not, it's actually not up, it's down.
Yeah, the next level's down. I agree. I just don't know if they could handle it right now. Again, they're solid. They got some seniors in there. They got a lot of transfers. They got like 8 new bodies. So they got...
I hope they do well until a few weeks from now when they play MU. And then they get smashed.
You do know that, and I love Shaka Smart, but you do know that he can't beat Greg Gard.
It's been tough. It's been tough. So, but this will be the year.
Facts. I live in the world of facts.
I did see Marquette.
He can't beat Greg Gard.
They look pretty darn good to me, I tell you. They got off to a good start, and they're also in action tonight. So, we'll see. I think it'll be a good game, but I'm an MU guy. So
they got some games before that game.
I do.
Both of them have some of the key games.
Exactly. We'll come back with more. We've got an information update coming up. The time is 9:29. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com. I've got a pocket full of holes. Head in the clouds, the king of fools. You've got a ribbon and rainbow, the sun in your eyes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. This is the, not to talk politics, but this is my Donald Trump song. He must be saying, you must be crazy to love a guy like me. But we're going to talk about football.
I was going to talk about how, you got, 25 minutes? And I know you got to work the rest of the day, but 25 minutes and you'll be... vacation boy.
I tell you.
And it shouldn't be vacation someday request. It should be vacation, I tell you. Because you're going on vacation next week, so you requested it, but you're going on vacation next week, so it should not be a vacation request. It should be a vacation, I'm telling you, I'm going on vacation.
Well, that's basically kind of the way it was, because I got a certain time, and really the only time I can do it... because high school basketball starts the following week, so it's like this is an open week. And to be able to be recharged for a busy winter sports season.
Does Ian get a day off ever? Does he ever give you a day off? This guy's getting. I feel like this guy's on vacation all the time.
Whenever
I get the weekends off and I get the evenings for theater rehearsals, but I don't do the week long vacations unless I do it with a family. Well, we don't do those very often.
Have I ever said no when you've asked me for a day off or 2 days off?
No, you have not.
There you go. I am such
very
a
generous.
Good, you shouldn't. Well, it's because it's not a request. I know. You're taking it off. Yes,
exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. You had a chance to be out at Lambeau Sunday, right?
Yeah, great opportunity.
It was wet. The game. How wet was it?
Oh, it rained the whole time. And it really came down there in the third quarter. Started the fourth quarter. I mean, it was coming down steady.
Was it fun, though?
I mean, the whole experience, got to go, you know, with good people, and tailgate was inside, so it was in a nice facility, and yeah, maybe I should have stayed in there and kept tailgating, and it would have been a lot better. But yeah, so I had a great time out. See,
what about the game itself? Again, the second time this season, the Packers lose at home to an NFC North Division rival. You were talking about last week where if you want to get to the certain level, I mean, obviously the playoffs are still very much, you know, I think if the Packers do what the Packers have been doing, they're in good shape. But, boy, Detroit looks like not only best in the division, but they could be the best team right now.
Oh, you and Pete Doherty.
But, I mean, look at them. I mean, they have won – they're only what they've won. They lost the one game. We're in such an era of parity. I mean, it's hard to have a super team. When I grew up, the Steelers were a super team. The Raiders, even though they didn't win all the time, they were, you know, you could keep it together until free agency came. So, I mean, I think there's always flaws on teams, but when you look at Detroit between their offense and their defense, I mean, they look pretty solid, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of teams that I think are up there, but I'm going to go and say it this way.
Okay.
And we have a drop for a touchdown, okay, and the first drive. He literally was in the end zone, okay? He dropped the ball. So that's 3 points. That's 4 points. And we got 3 points instead of four.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Campbell, doing a great job, whatever. He went for it on his first drive from fourth and five. Okay, they got him to jump off sides. They throw a tough pass. Okay, they cost them the NFC Championship last year when making decisions like this.
I know.
And that's, he's a gambler, all right? Guess what? You know what? You're going to lose sometimes. But he won on that one, all right? That's a tough back shoulder pass they had. It was a great throw, a great catch. Yeah. So instead of being 3-3, they're up 7-3. But really, it should have been 7-7 at worst.
Sure.
They had so you're talking about certain plays in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Kraft dropped one on a first down that should have been an easy first down. Instead, we ended up having to punt because they would have had the ball like at the 20-yard line. He dropped one on the far sideline there, or on the Packers sideline. Detroit didn't have the drops. Tucker, who hasn't dropped many all year, has a drop.
Right.
So then that cost us points. Wicks had a couple drops. One was the end zone caught that should have been caught. It was behind them, but he should have been caught. That's another 7 points. I mean, you can go in there to say that they dominated the game. I didn't see it. Other people have said they dominated the game.
To argue my point though is, you can say all that stuff. That's a reason why the Packers have lost three games. I mean, again.
Yeah.
I mean, yep. You know. Yep.
I didn't say the Packers were good.
No, but I mean, it's like, well, they should have done this. I mean, every game you say should have.
Because there's five plays in the game. Chad, Detroit.
No, I know
Detroit,
that.
Detroit
I think
killed.
I said that once.
What?
That there's five plays in every game, too.
Yeah.
I've said that.
We talk about that all the time. So you're talking about five.
But real fast. Part of the equation of being a really good team is having fewer mistakes in addition to having more plays.
But take me back to last year. Did Detroit, they handled Green Bay a lot worse than they did on Saturday or Sunday.
That is true.
Okay, right? Correct? Who won the second time around?
Green Bay did.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying is, so they're the same team. It's five plays make a huge play. I don't think they're that much. I did not see. Did Love get touched at all? No, I'll answer the question for you.
Okay.
Besides that one time where he threw the interception. I'm looking at things that dominate the line of scrimmage.
And one factor that is going to hurt Detroit as we go deeper into the season is they did lose their best pass rusher.
And they picked somebody up this week.
But I don't think it's still at the same level.
No, and they had somebody else out, too. They had another starter out, and then they had their backup. So they were missing guys on Sunday, too. But they had no pass rush. I thought Love had all day, which is a good sign.
Right.
Which if you're getting dominated at the line of scrimmage both offensively and defensively, now you got problems.
Right.
And for that matter, we had somebody out too on the offensive line. So they had Myers was out.
Yep.
And then defensively we had some guys out. So I think the injuries were probably even if you all say about it. I just think that they have a chance.
Are you predicting the second meeting that the Packers are going to go back into Detroit and whip them like they did last year?
I'm making a prediction right here.
Okay.
Detroit will not go to the Super Bowl.
I want to know if the Packers going to beat them the next time.
And I told you they're not going to the Super Bowl.
Well, that's not my question.
But a lot of things can change since between now and the Packers game. I'm just talking in general because you know what I'm saying? Because who knows? So maybe somebody gets hurt. Somebody gets
Are you saying the Packers have a better chance than Detroit may go into the Super Bowl? Would you be more surprised if Detroit went to the Super Bowl or if the Packers went to the Super Bowl?
Detroit.
More surprised.
Yes.
Okay. Very interesting.
That's just my gut. That doesn't mean I'm right or not. Obviously.
I believe me, I've made statements that have proven to be silly in the end. So I'm not going to say that it's a silly.
Well, point. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not like really going really out on the limb because there's only one team from the NFC that makes it to the Super Bowl. And right now, looking wise, that you would think they are. They are the team to beat. But I just don't think that some of these other teams, they get healthy, they get their mojo back. I think they're going to have problems.
Right. No, and I mean, McCaffrey's supposed to play this week for San Francisco. That could obviously change things up where a team that for the first half of the season is not looking like a Super Bowl team, all of a sudden you get a big piece back, and all of a sudden they look probably a lot more dangerous. So we'll see about that coming up this week. Also, a team that's off this week is Wisconsin, and I know that you were driving on Saturday night.
Yep.
And watching the game myself, I tell you, it was... Wow. I mean, we talked a lot about the offense, but the thing that jumped out on Saturday was the complete lack of resistance on the defensive side. And when you have an offense that's not able to put up a lot of points, and then the defense shows very little resistance, it leads to a very ugly game against a team that normally doesn't look too good offensively.
No. And I got, you know, listening to Mark Tauscher is actually really enjoyable, to be honest with you, and those guys do a great job on the radio. So it was really enjoyable to listen to those guys, Matt LePay and Mark Tauscher. And but one thing he's not is short on saying facts and saying the truth, Mark. And
so a little Mick licking them.
Well, no, he did not have a little. No. He was more, put this way, he was more Micklig than Micklig was Micklig, because he was direct. I mean, he was getting to the point of it was the domination at the line of scrimmage, yes, and there was, and he was saying it. And he was painting that picture. And he was basically saying, like, this is the time. Who's quitting? Who's going to quit right now? Who's going to keep and get ready for the next game? Who's going to be in that lineup next week against Oregon? Because it's not going to get any easier. Who's not going to, at the first sign of adversity, going to stop playing? And when they're gashing you like that, that's not a good sign. That's not a good sign for anybody.
And even at the end, I mean, the last touchdown, which I thought it was a little twist of the knife a little bit, but at the same time, Badgers showed very little resistance. I mean,
yeah, I want to say it was with a backup. Actually, I'm almost positive because Tauscher brought it up.
Right. But at the same time, I'm not saying that they ran it up, but they did twist the knife a little bit, I think. But the Badgers also did not stop him. I mean,
he said.
It was the culmination, the exclamation mark on what the entire night was all about. And that was, again, probably the most concerning aspect. I mean, because the defense, and again,
they played three and a half good games.
But I was also going to say that when you looked at the teams they beat, it was the 15th, 16th, and 18th place teams. And again,
Penn State though, they stopped them five straight possessions. Yes, so they did it all right in the first half.
Yeah, but so, exactly. So what looked to be the strength, all of a sudden now there's a question mark there, and that leads into I mean, obviously you talk about what Tauscher was saying. You know, this week getting off, getting ready for Oregon next week. The old cliche, gut check time. It probably is a gut check for Wisconsin at the very least to go out there and show a little bit more fight.
I just remember me telling you at the beginning of the year, they'll be lucky to get to 6-6.
Well, they're going to be lucky to be 6-6. Because, I mean, going to Nebraska and then playing the Minnesota team.
You told me last week that Iowa, that wasn't that big of a game. That wasn't that, they're that good. That could be a win.
Yes, it could have been a win.
And I said, I go, what did I say the big difference was?
I have no idea.
Year? You don't remember. Well, you should pay attention. Those are the games that Barry Alvarez has he had his teams ready.
Well,
I don't think.
You know why you said that? It's because I said that earlier in the season. So you're stealing my lines.
Oh.
I'm the one before the Alabama game. I said that, and you agreed with it.
Yeah, and I do. I'm agreeing with it again. And I said that's.
But now you use it as yourself, as your own statement, making yourself look really smart and making me look like I'm an idiot.
No, I didn't say that. But I just no, I had not do that. I just we talked about those are the coaching games.
Yes.
Friend, Iowa's coach has been consistent, and he's done it his way. Yep. Is what my point being is. He's done it his way. He's I think he tied or is going to break the all-time Woody Hayes from Ohio State Big Ten record with wins here coming up in the next couple weeks. And he does it the consistent way. It's not the flashy. They have an identity, and they do it their way. And I said that's actually kind of what I was trying to more get to is you're going to see the splash in the pan against the consistency.
I think what we can say is Phil Longo will not be the offensive coordinator next.
Do we? Are we going to say that?
I'm going to say that. I don't think there's any way he's back. I think they're going to. I think after this season, as you said, if we were to predict right now, they're going to be 5-7, right? I mean, you don't see a win. Do you see a win coming up?
The only one that I can see possibly is Minnesota at home.
And the way they're playing, I think. They're playing better than the Badgers.
Yeah, they just beat your guy. I know.
It was sad.
And anytime you beat your guy, Brett, that means you must be good.
A couple of losses in a row now. It's like,
That's Brett.
I tell you.
They're not in no.
What are you going to do this weekend without them?
I know. This is kind of a good weekend because we were having a stretch where we're, and this is like me personally, like, we would win the two other teams, so we win the Packers and Badgers. Right. So we had like three. It was a great weekend, and then last weekend was not so good. The weekend before, I should say, and then so now I guarantee you one thing:
nobody's gonna lose.
Yes, exactly. That's facts.
Right, exactly right. So, I guess that's it. I can't think of anything else.
Well,
my mind is this. Swiss cheese right now.
Was vacation. You're out the door. I saw 2 feet out the door already.
You always can see the tendencies.
Yes, the tendencies.
You know when they're going to run, you know when they're going to pass, and you know when they're out the door. Hey, enjoy the weekend.
Hey, you have a great vacation, and win big, and then hopefully you could donate that to my retirement fund.
There you go. Paul Micklick joins us on Fridays for Wisconsin Sports. We have Ian looking to tie a record coming up next. Number for the day quiz here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Chan Home Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is the 8th day of November. Yep, we are heading down the stretch. We're just a couple of weeks away from Thanksgiving. We're about a month and a half away from Christmas. End of the year coming up, day number 313 of this year. 53 days remaining in
my advice for the Thanksgiving, if you're getting together with family,
yes,
leave the politics at home. Like, don't forget the conversations at the dinner table. It's supposed to be a time for being thankful. Let's try and bond instead of break.
I'll try, but that's hard for me. It's hard. I got
I know.
I will work
on
that.
My family has a same issue sometimes. Well,
all right,
pretty good. My dad, he gets pretty heated.
I can imagine. All right, we got some famous events that occurred on this date in history. 1889, Montana was admitted as the 41st U.S. state. On this date in 1895, while experimenting with electricity, Wilhelm Röntgen discovered X-rays. When you think about it, the idea of X-rays is just amazing, isn't it? That
it really
you can
is
have
inside your body.
Yeah, and then that it doesn't hurt your body. in a significant way or anything like that, where if you have the proper protection and such. So
it's incredible.
It is. On this date in 2016, 8 years ago today, I'm afraid to say it, Donald Trump was elected 45th president of the United States, defeating Hillary Clinton. Clinton was the fifth presidential candidate in U.S. history to win the popular vote but lose the election. On this date in 2023, singer Tracy Chapman became the first black woman to win a Country Music Association award. 35 years after she debuted her signature hit, Fast Car, the award came after Luke Combs covered it. Some famous people are celebrating their birthday today. Alfre Woodard, actor, is 72 years old today. Ricky Lee Jones, 70. Leif Garrett, turning 63. Chef Gordon Ramsay is 58. Courtney Thorne-Smith of Melrose Place and According to Jim is 57. Actor Parker Posey, 56 years old today. Actor Tara Reid, most famous for those infamous Sharknado films, 49 years old today. Jack Osborne, son of Ozzy, is 39. And country singer Lauren Alena from American Idol fame is 30 years old today. And if you're out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO. Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Harvey Wallbanger Day. And the Brewers in 1982 that made it to the World Series, they were known as Harvey's Wallbangers because they hit a lot of home runs and their manager was Harvey Keen. Oh. It is Cook Something Bold Day. It is Cappuccino Day. It is Parents as Teachers Day. It is National Steam Day, a.k.a. STEM.
Oh.
Yeah. World Pianist Day. And it is X-Ray Day. But don't take an X-ray unless necessary.
Yeah.
Alrighty then.
All right.
Time for our number for the day and our number for the day quiz. Every day at the end of the show, we give Ian Welsh three different choices for our number for the day. And based on the math, guessing, you should get one out of three right. So anything above 33% is considered a passing week. Anything below 33% is considered a failing week. But you have to get at least three correct to call it a winning week. Have more right than
which
wrong.
I have.
Also, your all-time best week is 4 out of 5.
Have a chance to match it.
And
today,
we're still looking for that
golden week.
Golden week, 5 out of 5. But
today's topic was about water.
Water.
A very broad topic.
So today, can Ian tie his all-time record?
Okay.
Time to find out.
All right.
All right, our number for the day. The number of gallons of water used in the United States each day.
So gallons of water used in the United States every day.
All right, here are the choices. Okay. Is the correct answer 200 billion gallons of water? Is the correct answer 400 billion gallons of water? Is the correct answer 600 billion gallons of water?
Gallons of water the United States uses every day.
There's a lot of people.
200, 400, or 600 a billion.
Billion.
Oh, boy.
They're all big numbers.
Yeah, I trust my gut here. And okay. I'm going to say at the end of the week, I'm going to say, this is going to be a big one, but I'm going to say C. I'm going to go with the biggest number for the end of the week. I'm going with 600 billion gallons of water. That's my final answer.
All right. The correct answer for the number for the day. Gallons of water used in the United States each day, 400 billion.
Oh, the middle number. Oh.
Hey, it was still a good week.
Yes.
Anytime you get more right than wrong, that's
three out of five.
That's pretty impressive. So it can
much better than the last 2 weeks.
There you go. Well, Ian, enjoy the weekend. Enjoy next week with Bob Look. Again, folks, Bob will be sitting in for me, but
you have a great vacation.
I will do my best and
looking
forward to seeing you again a week from Monday.
Absolutely. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks for joining us here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.